Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and leadership. And today, on my walk, I'm thinking about the almost chosen people. Now, once again, I want to say a big thank you to Eric Metaxas for writing If You Can Keep It, his 2016 volume subtitled The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. And Metaxas is talking in part about American exceptionalism, the idea that God had or has a place for the United States on the world stage. And in chapter 6, Metaxas does a masterful job of highlighting the concept of American exceptionalism. But he's very careful to point out that the unique promise that we hold out to the world is that of a self-sacrificing liberty. This is not a chapter he's writing so we're going to beat our chest yelling, "We're king of the mountain." And what Metaxas does is he takes us back to February 21, 1861. And Lincoln is on his way to his first inauguration in Washington, D.C. But as he travels to D.C., he stops in Trenton, New Jersey. Why? Because he's going to give a speech to the New Jersey Senate. And in that speech, Lincoln is reflecting on a book he read as a child. The book was Weems' Life of Washington, where Weems recounts the historic and the heroic work of Washington in the life of our country. And as Lincoln talks, he says this, and I quote, "I recollect thinking then, boy even though I was, that there must have been something more than common that those men struggled for, that something even more than national independence, that something that held out a great promise to all the people of the world for all time to come." Whoa! As Metaxas notes, those are extraordinary words. But Lincoln goes on, and he says, and I'm quoting, "I'm exceedingly anxious that this Union, the Constitution, and the liberties of the people shall be perpetuated in accordance with the original idea for which that struggle was made. And I shall be most happy indeed if I shall be a humble instrument in the hands of the Almighty and of this," catch these words, "His almost chosen people for the perpetuation of the object of that great struggle." Wow. Now, if this were the only example of American exceptionalism that Metaxas holds out, we'd have good reason to be suspect of his premise, but it's not. He reminds us of these words from Alexis de Tocqueville in Democracy in America that he wrote in 1835. Listen to Tocqueville as he reflects on America. He says, "The position of the Americans is therefore quite exceptional, and it may be believed that no democratic people will ever be placed in a similar one." These are some strong words, but Metaxas doesn't stop there. Like an attorney at a trial, he keeps introducing evidence to boost his case, and he gives example after example of people and events that drive home this thought of American exceptionalism. And he quotes G.K. Chesterton and some strong words Chesterton had about America's place. He quotes President Truman. He quotes John Winthrop. He shares the story of Squanto and his place in providentially preserving America. He gives us some shocking words from Benjamin Franklin, of all people, about the working of God in the Constitution. Now, as I look back on this chapter, it's masterful. But here's my aha moment. Metaxas writes, "The question is whether, more than two centuries after the idea became a nation, whether or not the idea can continue to live, or whether the nation has eclipsed the idea and effectively killed it. For such a thing to happen is typical of an idea in history. Once they become settled or codified into institutions, the temptation is to look to the institution that was created by the idea and eventually to forget the idea and mistake the institution for the idea." Whoa, you got to stop and think about that. Did you catch what Lincoln said? Lincoln called America God's almost chosen people. But what Metaxas wants us to see is that we are in danger of losing that sacred place. And what Metaxas does is he draws a parallel between the change that took place in Christianity in the 4th century when Constantine made Christianity the official religion of the Roman Empire, and his fear of what's happening in America. That is, that once, and this is the key point that's so important to me, that once the idea of freedom was institutionalized in a nation, that people would easily trade enjoying the nation for the responsibility of carrying on the ideal. That ideal being that we are free, not because we live in America, so God bless America, but because we embody this idea of liberty. So Metaxas is driving home the importance of us of maintaining the idea of liberty. Now let's go back to Lincoln's concept of the almost chosen people and listen to what Metaxas says.
We are not here talking about the contested and controversial idea of manifest destiny, nor merely of noblesse oblige, but of something far more serious, of something that is even sacred. Lincoln felt that America had been called by God to fulfill a role and to perform a duty for the rest of the world. It was not something to be giddy about. Far from it. He understood that to be chosen by God, as the Jews had been chosen by God, and as the prophets had been chosen by God, and as the Messiah had been chosen by God, was something that was a profound and sacred and even terrifying obligation. One would not wish to be chosen, but one might nobly be willing to be chosen, despite the suffering that it would surely entail. So Lincoln, more than any president, had a sense of this and of the great history that preceded him in all that he was doing.
Now, after writing that, he follows this by saying, of course, the idea that God had chosen this nation for great things does not sit comfortably with modern sensibilities, and it doesn't. Today, the idea of American exceptionalism, come on, that's passé. But here's what he said. If we turn away from our calling, whether intentionally or merely by forgetting, or I might add, ignoring what that calling is, we commit suicide. Whoa, strong words. But what he's saying is the almost chosen people have a responsibility to carry out that liberty, not simply enjoy the liberty. Tomorrow, there's an election in Boca Raton, and voter turnout at this point for these kind of elections is abysmal. And I could blow it off, or I could see this as one little way of perpetuating American liberty, to take on that responsibility of serving others. So I'll vote. You see, I don't simply want to enjoy my freedom. I want to perpetuate that freedom. I want to be a practicing member of that almost chosen people. How about you? Well, the almost chosen people and the responsibilities we have in light of it. That's my thought on my walk with Eric Metaxas and his book, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. Now, what you do with it, well, that's for you to work out on your walk through life. This is Tommy Kiedis with a little postscript to today's episode from On My Walk. I want to encourage you to stop by onmywalk.com. There are many resources we have there. You can stop and check out my reviews. You can read the full review of Eric Metaxas' book, along with many, many others, and we're adding to it on a consistent basis. You can also find links to purchase the book in a format that's most suitable for you, or you can look back to other books and see podcasts associated with them and enjoy some of those previous recordings. We're adding to these on a day-by-day basis and hope you find this resource helpful and beneficial on your walk through life.